Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Got a lot going on the show today. Hour number two coming your way on Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Coming up during the 12 o'clock hour, Joe Dubin will help us process through this big TSSAA meeting going on right now on what to do about the fall sports, trying to maybe compress the season, back up the season to try to get the games in, the continuing challenge for everybody to either resume or just execute in some form. The season is coming up on all levels. In the meantime, the social justice, social equality, racial equality, systematic racism, all of that continues to run through, and we have discussed that on our show. And one of the big things that happened this week, a lot of you already are aware of this, of course, the state of Mississippi will be changing their flag that has the Confederate flag emblem on it. And instrumental in there were all of the coaches of the universities down in the state of Mississippi, including our friend Kermit Davis, the coach of the Ole Miss Rebel basketball team. And, Coach, it's great to talk to you once again, and thanks a lot for taking the time with us today.
Well, great to be with you guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Well, I know you've done plenty of interviews since the news came down, but just for people that maybe haven't heard you talk about it, because you have a deep history in that state. You grew up there, and so this was an issue that you've known about for all of your life. And so, how does it feel to have this historic week that has just transpired?
Well, guys, I mean, it's long overdue. You know, even as a young guy growing up in Mississippi, you know, and I was in, I think, in the third and fourth grade. It was about a year and a half process when schools were integrated. And, you know, so grew up obviously in the world of athletics as you guys did, and black teammates and great black friends growing up and through high school and college. And the flag was just never a representative of the citizens in our state, and I felt badly for it. And so, but you know what, there's some things in our past in Mississippi that obviously we're not proud of, like a lot of people have in a lot of areas in our country. But it was an unbelievable day for us and for athletic administrators to be able to spend some time in the House and the Senate and voice our platform and to see a change. I mean, it was a great day for our state to move forward.
I thought that was very powerful, some of the clips that I saw, where there was a lot of solidarity. There was a lot of coming together from, you know, rival schools, right? Teams that battle against each other a lot on the playing field, on the court, speaking up about the same issue there. And I was thinking this, Coach, you know, when you sign up to be a coach, you're probably not envisioning this, that specifically, you know, talking to the state legislature about something like that. So how did you prepare yourself, and what was it like for all of the coaches maybe getting ready to make such an important presentation there?
Well, it was, and I was honored, and we've all been able to, you know, do some things on the court, whether it's big wins or championships and good teams and all that. But I promise you, for me, it was nothing that I've done in athletics more gratifying than that day. And, you know, I was born and raised in Mississippi, so you know, I was one of two people that got a chance to speak, you know, publicly representing all the coaches. And it was cool to think that, you know, it was State Ole Miss, Southern Miss, Mississippi Valley, Alcorn State, Jackson State, Delta State, all the colleges. I think it was almost 50 representatives. But, you know, I think for me, I didn't take any notes. Obviously, I had an idea what I wanted to say. But I think when you believe in something so passionately, you do. I know it sounds corny, but you do. You speak from the heart, and it was something that I felt as a Mississippian was. I was just glad to be a small part of it, and it was very well received. I've been on a lot of, you know, talk shows and national publication, but what was all the pushback? I'm just telling you guys. I mean, just me personally, I haven't seen the pushback. I mean, I think people at the end of the day, well, there's some people who wanted to keep the flag because of history. Yes, there was. But I think everybody deep down knows that's the right thing for our state to grow.
That's a really good point that I think people are maybe coming to grips with. What's really the right thing to do? I would imagine the feedback you've gotten from your players in the aftermath of this has got to be pretty gratifying as well.
It has been. And we've got a good group. We're just talking with two or three guys a while ago. They've just gotten through. You know, we're in a voluntary stage, and they'd done some lifting, and they came in the office, and we were just talking. You know, we talk about a lot of different subjects, like all the coaches have, whether it was right after the George Floyd incident in Minneapolis. And, you know, that was a lot of Zoom because they weren't on our campus yet. We had two or three conversations about the flag, the process of it. And then the day that I came back from the Capitol and got a chance to tell our players that it went well, and then when the flag was taken down, obviously we haven't flown it since 2016. And that was the whole thing. Why would you have a state flag that people are embarrassed to fly? You know, so around the whole state, there were numerous areas nobody would fly it, including Ole Miss. So, but it was. It was a good day, and I do think they appreciated me, you know, and the coaches representing them.
Coach Kermit Davis is with us. And, Coach, as you have been recruiting, and now you envision what recruiting is going to be like going forward, is it make it a little easier sell? Have you ever dealt with that specific issue before, or is it just more of a feeling that maybe that feeling around it will be a little different, particularly with either in-state, well, actually for in-state kids or out-of-state kids?
Yeah, and that's a great point, because that's what I said, and just when I was delivering the two remarks, this is about in-state Mississippi kids, a flag representing them. This is about out-of-state kids representing them. This is about Black students coming to Ole Miss. But you know what? This is about white students coming to Ole Miss also. Is that what has been more impressive to me than anything, guys, is in the marches and the rallies is young white America with young Black America. I don't think we've ever seen it so united. And so it was on all fronts. And, yeah, have we dealt with it in recruiting? We sure have. You know, we're up front with a lot of different things. And what I tell them is this, is I've got three full-time Black assistants on my staff. And I said, talk to those guys and talk to their wives and talk about all their children that are in the school systems. And you know what? The biggest thing is talk to our players. Whether we have a guy from L.A., from New Jersey, Chicago, the Bahamas, Georgia, Atlanta, everywhere, all over the country, and ask them about their experience. And I'm just telling you, the people at Ole Miss and in Oxford in our area are the most welcoming people I've ever coached with, and they treat our players with such dignity and class. And is there racism all over? Sure. There's pockets of it everywhere in our country. But so I really think when they get on campus, they get a chance to visit with everybody, and I think they can really feel the family atmosphere here.
We're talking to Ole Miss basketball coach Kermit Davis, one of our favorites here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. And I have a lot of family in Mississippi, so I spent a lot of time there growing up and, you know, saw some things that I wasn't used to, being around just because of what you've been talking about, of the change that needed to happen. And so to hear your words and the things that you've been doing there at Ole Miss as a native of Mississippi, I want to say thank you on behalf of my family that the changes, we're seeing the change. There's still a long way to go, but I'm glad that you're a part of it because you're one of the good ones.
Well, I appreciate that. And like I said, I've heard this statement, Tom Izzo said, and other people have said it. You know, we can't have a moment. It's got to be a movement. So that was a good first step. Now what are we going to do to really improve Mississippians' lives, you know, from job opportunities, educational opportunities, improving opportunities for the Black male and females in our state, you know, of entering job markets. We do think that with the flag going down, that, you know what, there's going to be a lot more job possibilities. So you're right. It was a great start, but we've got a lot of work ahead of us, not only in Mississippi, but across the country.
So one thing that we've seen, Kermit, over the, you know, through a lot of this is we've seen the student athlete speak out and have their voice be heard. And in some cases, and you know, you've seen it at other schools, that maybe the coach is in the wrong and the player says something about that. I look at it as, I think this is good to have players and coaches work together on these issues to both have both sides heard. But, you know, what have you seen with some of the other things that are going on, and how do you feel about that, about the player having more of a voice?
You know, in all the incidents that we've looked at, you know, and there's been pockets of them at, you know, Iowa and Florida State, Oklahoma State, I'm sure others that I haven't mentioned. The one thing that is great is that you see young people that they're informative, they're intelligent, and they voice their opinion. But what you see as coaches is I think it all gets us to be much better listeners. And we do listen, and you've seen it's common ground. They've got the common ground, it seems like, at the places that are there. And so those are the things that I think is healthy, you know, that the players can speak up, and then coaches or administrators, we listen. And so I just think it's healthy, and it's been a long time coming. And but you know what? Because of all the social media and everything, young people are just so much more informed than I was back in the late 70s and early 80s, just because of the information that's right there in front of them.
Something we've been talking about today, Kerman, is and it's more related to fall sports in high school, but obviously this is affecting professional sports, collegiate sports, high school sports. But from your point of view, if high school football, for instance, gets delayed, that obviously affects basketball, which will affect recruiting and what as you try and bring players in, and high school sports. I mean, you don't get that back. That's just there's something special about high school sports, whether it's football or basketball or baseball or any sport that you play. So how do you view things going on and decisions being made with high school sports?
Yeah, I was talking to a mom last night, and her son is a 2020 that we're recruiting, and you know, their AAU season got cut short. They couldn't compete for a state championship. Obviously, you just hate it for this past class that they didn't get to go through the prom and the graduation, all the fun things, guys, that we all, it was one of the funnest things that we can remember in our lifetime. And then they couldn't go through the summer basketball. And then she said, you know, coach, you're just kind of, I've gotten to the fact that we're not going to be able to take official visits in the fall. I said, well, that's not for sure, but you know, there's a possibility of trying to make a decision, you know, without taking a visit. So I saw that in the state of Tennessee where they did that with football. And I just think that, you know, I get it and I understand it. Safety's the biggest issue. I know one thing, our leadership and our conference with Commissioner Sankey and his staff, the leadership on our campus, Dr. Boyce and Keith Carter, AD, there's some smart people that are going to make intelligent decisions. Are they trying to be aggressive and play? They sure are, but safety's at the very forefront. And we talk about here a bunch, guys, we got to go slow early. Hopefully we can play fast late, but we got to go through right protocol. So the biggest thing I can tell you guys that we have to be is, as we all know, in your business of mine, as we all know, is flexibility. You just got to be flexible. We just got to stay flexible and do what's right and what's safe for our athletes.
Boy, you said it well. Coach Kermit Davis with us. Coach, great to catch up with you. It was always it was great to watch you in action down there. That was a big moment that certainly I know Mississippians will always remember. But, you know, I think when we look back on this years from now, we'll talk about some of these things that happened during this time. This is history is being written as we speak from all these different fronts. So congratulations on you and all the coaches down there that came together to help make this happen.
Well, thanks, man. Always love your show, and stay safe. Look forward to seeing you soon, hopefully.
All right.
Thanks,
sounds
coach.
Good.
All right.
Coach Kermit
thanks,
Davis, longtime coach at Middle Tennessee, of course, head coach now for Ole Miss on the men's basketball side. And, you know, we haven't really talked too much about the college basketball season, but obviously there will be issues there. As he said, you just have to take it, be flexible, take it one day at a time, do everything that you can in your control to see to it that the season can be played. Lots of things going on right now. When we come back, we'll spell it out. We'll let you know some of the other things going on in terms of what's happening locally in Nashville. Mayor Cooper has given out the numbers on the daily cases. We'll tell you about that when we come back as well. Stay tuned. This is 102.5 The Game, ESPN Radio Nashville.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.